Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
There are some scams and spams to warn you about from the Better Business Bureau President and CEO Steve Burness. Good morning, Steve. We were talking earlier about these Facebook Marketplace scams, but anytime you're buying or selling anything online, you got to be careful about meetups, don't you?
You do, Bob. Good morning. Thanks for having me today. Yes, the Chicago Police issued a warning. There's been a surge of these types of complaints, and especially in the Inglewood area around the Elizabeth Street, the 6700 block. And basically, when you meet somebody for buying on Facebook, you don't know who they are. You don't want to meet them at an unknown location or in the middle of nowhere. Most all Chicago police stations allow you to come in there and use their lobbies for these types of sales, and a lot of the suburban police stations do as well. You may want to give them a call on the non-emergency number, but you know, we've seen, you know, there's been a rash, I think about 12 or 13 recent robberies in the Inglewood area, but it happens all over, and sometimes people lose their lives over items like that. It happened a few times, so you don't know who these people are, so it's about you buying from strangers, and don't do it anywhere. Just meet a public place.
Yes, the police station, perfect, because they're in every neighborhood. Right. Now with the student loan forgiveness application live online, are there some scammers taking advantage of folks now?
Yeah, there are, Bob, and unfortunately we saw that early on. Now that they opened up the application process on Monday, there's been a surge in complaints and scam alerts to the Better Business Bureau. So we're advising consumers to make certain they're dealing with the government directly, and the website is studentaid.gov /debt relief. Mm-hmm. Don't follow links. Don't follow, you know, messages saying they can help you, and there is no fee. We're seeing, you know, people, scammers trying to take fee from consumers. Hey, we can get you more information or get you faster in line, and you don't need to upload any documents. We're also seeing some of the scammers asking for documents to be uploaded, and you don't need to do that as well.
And also, there are people who promise to help you qualify for a fee, and that's a ripoff too, isn't it?
Exactly. Anytime they're asking for a fee, whether it be qualifying or getting it, you're lying faster, that's the tip-off to the rip-off on this. And if you're unsure, go to the website directly and type in the URL yourself. Don't follow links or messages, even if it's from your friend, Bob, because you know they hijack friends' email addresses or Facebook Facebook accounts, and then they send out emails, and their name makes it look like your friend sending it to you when it's not. So It's best not to click on those links or even answer your phones today. Let it go to voicemail and see who it is.
Let's talk about playing games on your smartphone, and it's not just kids doing this, and you got to be careful, don't you?
You do. The parents and kids are both doing this. There's a lot more applications now online for mobile games, which are safe and fun. But we're seeing at the Better Business Bureau and complaints, a lot of these parents realize that they turn into in-app purchases. So in order to get more lives from the game or in order to continue past a certain level, you got to pay for it. And some of these children do have this ability on their phones to charge it to the phone or charge to the credit card of what the phone is charged to. And parents are very upset with that. So it's important for not only parents to know about this, but also children, that you be very careful and set a budget and make sure you read about the app first, what the limitations are, because it's all there. But sometimes, Bob, as you know, the big print giveth and the little print taketh away. When you on the third page, it tells you, you know, at a certain point, you're going to lose your ability to play the game unless you pay pay for the application itself. So just be very careful on that and do the research on them.
And it's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. What's the number one thing folks have to be aware of here, Steve?
Well, obviously, Bob, is identity theft, because it's not a matter if it's a matter of when your identity be stolen. Mine was stolen, and many of my friends and acquaintances have been stolen over the years. But it's really just to do some protection. I mean, you can't prevent it 100%, but you can take steps necessary to protect yourself. And obviously, protecting your passwords is one of the most important things, and use different passwords, not just one password and not your pet's name or anything that is easily, attainable. And whenever you connect on a Wi-Fi be very careful. Make sure it is the Wi-Fi of that organization, because many times we've seen at hotels or places that somebody will create a wireless account and be outside in their car, and then you're dialing into their wireless account. So make sure it's password protected, and you talk to that entity, make sure it's their account as well.
Steve Burness, Better Business Bureau. I'm not sure which of your slogans I like more, tip-off to the rip-off, or the big print giveth and the little print taketh away. Maybe you'll come up with a third one next week.
I will. I'll do that all week for you. No problem.
Have a good day, Steve. Thank you.
You too, Bob.